There's a sign in the middle of Lincoln City that says, D River, World's Shortest. And you know what? That sign, when you drove by it, might very well have been a blatant lie. That's because the D River is only the shortest river when the tide is right. Of course, there's another way to spin that. You could say the D River is the shortest river in the world twice a day. Not just once a day, like most world record holders are only hold their records once a day. The D River holds it twice a day. For hours at a time. Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John. It's Friday, April 27th, and I'm reading in our column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, every weekday, that is. If you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast or about the newspaper column, stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com. So today's column ran in the newspapers on June 14th, 2010, under the headline, Lincoln City's D River is part-time holder of a world record. Here we go. In the middle of Lincoln City, travelers on Highway 99 often stop to pose under a small road sign. It reads, D River, World's Shortest. And if those travelers happen to be from Great Falls, Montana, home of the 201-foot-long Roe River, chances are they don't believe a word of it. Now, for several years, there's been a running debate between Lincoln City and Great Falls over which of them gets to be the home of the world's shortest river. Even Johnny Carson, the legendary host of The Tonight Show, got involved on the wrong side, if you're rooting for the Oregon site. The D River was named in a contest in 1940 when the town around it was called D Lake. The concept was to give the world's shortest river the world's shortest name. The river lets the water from Devil's Lake flow out into the ocean. It's not exactly enormous. It's about 30 feet wide and about 3 feet deep. So we're kind of taking liberties with the definition of the word river here to start with. But then so is the Roe River, so all is fair in love and war, I guess. Its original survey had it running 440 feet from the edge of the lake to the extreme low tide mark on the beach. Well, that worked great until about 1987, when a group of middle school students in Great Falls realized that the Roe River at 201 feet was less than half that long. And the fight was on. The kids marshaled some powerful support when they got booked on The Tonight Show. This worked. The next edition of the Guinness Book of World Records listed the Roe River as the shortest river. The previous edition, of course, had listed the D. Well, that raised some hackles in Lincoln City. Everyone said it was all in good fun, but some of their remarks had an edge to them. Quote, a group of school kids in Great Falls basically went out and got a drainage ditch surveyed for a school project, David Gomberg, the director of the Lincoln City Chamber of Commerce, was heard to grumble. Well, as a drainage ditch, the Roe would be something to see. Its stream flows in the range of 2,300 cubic feet per second, which is about half the size of the Mackenzie River at Leeburg. Moreover, the D itself isn't exactly huge, and, well, it does drain Devil's Lake. But then, it's not usually 440 feet long, either. In fact, it's only that long twice a year, at the two maximum low tides. With a title on the line, Lincoln City started thinking that wasn't a fair way to measure their river. So, a local survey company sallied forth on a spring tide and measured the river at its shortest, with the tide as high as possible, and the ocean practically lapping at the footings of Highway 101, and the result? 120 feet. Armed with this new information, the Lincoln City partisans went back to the Guinness Book publisher to petition for a new trial. In 1990, the Guinness people agreed to update the listing so that it listed the D River as the world's shortest during high tides and the Roe as the world's shortest at other times. Both could keep their world's shortest river signs and information, and everyone was happy. Well, almost everybody. Then in 2006, the Guinness Book of World Records quietly dropped the shortest river category altogether. Perhaps they were just simply sick of getting pestered by diehard fans of both rivers urging them to declare a clear winner. Or maybe they just ran out of space. They didn't say. In any case, neither the Guinness Book nor Johnny Carson to judge the case, so there's nothing stopping both rivers boosters from claiming victory. That's it for today. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on the website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered straight to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes, or join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed from links on the page. All Offbeat Oregon stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at fin@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.